Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome. Thank you for joining us on this July 7th, 2006 Thursday edition. I'm Alex Jones, your host. We're going to be here live for the next 2 hours and 59 minutes. He's been on several radio talk shows in the last month, but didn't want to give his full name. We, of course, knew his name and had talked to Gunners of America, as well as Jews Preservation of Firearms Ownership, about his case. And unfortunately, as usual, it involves myself and others. Man raided by FBI, ATF, Canadian law enforcement. That's right, foreign police here in America, after handing out subversive Alex Jones material. Gun seller questioned on militia ownership. Again, gun seller questioned on militia ownership of George Washington speeches. And they specifically brought up evil speeches that he had of George Washington comments, some of my videos, Police State 3, Total Enslavement specifically, and, of course, other patriot-type material. And if anyone doubts this, we have training manuals from Virginia, Texas, Arizona. I've even got some out of Indianapolis, Indiana, from federal police that I was able to obtain a copy from. We have video of FEMA on tape saying that the Founding Fathers are terrorists, Christians are terrorists. We have their own training manuals where they list homeschoolers as terrorists. We have the Associated Press from now almost 3 years ago out of Michigan, where they had the takeover drills at the school telling small children that they were homeschoolers there to kill them, which is basically mind control torture. All of this is happening, and time again, we are even getting it on the record, where judges, state police, FBI, and others, there was even an episode of Cops, where they pulled somebody over, and they had a copy of one of my videos, and they went ahead and arrested him. The police have been trained that freedom, that everything that stands for the 4th of July is terrorist. And it shows that they are the terrorist. It shows that they are un-American and have no idea what a free country is supposed to be all about. So we'll be going over this coming up in the next hour. We also not only have the gun kit maker coming on, but we also are going to have Aaron Zellman, Jews Preservation of Firearms Ownership, joining us, who was also brought up. They had been reading this man's email. They had been digging through some of his communiques, and they were very upset that he liked Aaron Zellman. They were very upset that he was politically involved. All of this started when he brought the sheriff some of my videos and some other materials as an American citizen trying to educate his county sheriff. And so the response he got for being involved in the community was a huge FBI, BATF, and Canadian law enforcement raid on his home. I mean, how shameful, how bizarre, how out of control is it going to have to get before the American people wake up? We've already witnessed wholesale gun confiscation in New Orleans and outlying surrounding areas. So we'll be getting into this report. In fact, I've got some comments before the guest even joins us. I'll do that after the break. Things are heating up with the Taiwan situation now, wanting their own missiles, Japan wanting their own missiles, both offensive and defensive, thanks to the activities of North Korea test firing. Now we're told 10 missiles, and they said they're going to test more missiles. Bush is saber-rattling over it. That's coming up. Just a lot of important news and information for you today. Stay with us.
Hey, folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right, folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today, and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139. Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey replacement elements. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey replacement elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 and protect your family.
Dry, cracked heels used to be a real problem for me, especially in the summer when I wear sandals. My husband would say, "Your heels are like sandpaper." But then my podiatrist gave me Calyx ointment. It's diabetic-friendly and smooths cracked heels and calluses using natural enzymes. Calyx never stings or burns and made my heels baby soft. Now they look and feel great. If you have calluses or dry, cracked heels, try Calyx ointment. You can find it at Walgreens and Long's in the foot care section.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid. It is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
The government is criminal. At the top, it is completely and totally criminal. It is a global organized crime syndicate. Totally arrogant, full of hubris, believing that we are the slaves of this government and its controllers and owners, and that we have absolutely no right to life, liberty, the pursuit of happiness. The United States is going from freedom into total and complete tyranny. Remember a few years ago, there was the case of the man, prominent business owner, no criminal record. He puts up a sign in his yard, even outside the judge's jurisdiction, saying, "Our court system is a joke." The judge drives by it and says he doesn't appreciate it, even gives a press conference admitting it. So he sends out the sheriff's deputies to arrest the man at his home and to steal the signs. Remember the case of Lyon County, Kentucky, and Kelly Rushing, again, prominent family in the town, business owner, you know, attend church every Sunday, no criminal records, upstanding in the community. And there it was, right there in the Lyon County newspaper. I called the judge at his home. He admitted it to me. I called Kelly Rushing's neighbors. This was like 3 years ago. I couldn't believe it myself. So I randomly was calling people, there in the town. And I called the judge up on a Sunday and talked to him in his house. Kelly Rushing, no criminal record, gave a copy of a C-SPAN tape titled Neocon 44-minute speech by Congressman Ron Paul of Texas, of the 14th District, where he laid out from mainstream media reports the fact that the entire neocon agenda is Trotskyite, that they were Trotskyites, and that they are not conservative and they are destroying America. Now imagine, he goes and he gives this to a state trooper. The state trooper watches it. He also gave him one of my videos, Police State 2000 and Road to Tyranny. He gave him two of those on the same tape. The cop goes home, but was particularly in court, this came out, upset by the congressman. Now imagine, you're a police officer, you're a state trooper, you plug a videotape into a machine, and you think that a congressman in the well of the House, in the Capitol, you think it's illegal, would C-SPAN on the screen. This is how brainwashed and stupid and wicked these individuals are. This is leading into a news story, folks, but I'm going to give you some background for those that missed this report. We do have written reports on this. Just type in Kelly Rushing arrested into Google and it should pop up for you. It's on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com deep in the archives. And so the next day, or 2 days later to be precise, Kelly Rushing is driving to work. All of a sudden, state trooper pulls him over. He says, "Yes, sir, how can I help you?" He goes, "Those videotapes you gave me, get out of the car, you're under arrest. Those are illegal, they're anti-law enforcement." He puts him in the back of his squad car, he calls his wife, and he starts saying, "I've got the videotape banded." He's laughing. And Kelly, he says, "Why did you give me that? Why did you threaten me? Those videos are threatening." And Kelly Rushing said, "I'm not threatening you, sir. I care about you and your family. You need to know what's going on in this country, sir. I did that because I thought you should be informed." The cop then spins that. And by the way, it's all being recorded in the car. This all came out in court later. And, of course, in front of the jury, it all blew up in front of their face. They called it a threat. There's Kelly being recorded in the car saying, "No, I care about you and your family." The cops tried to turn that into a threat saying, "I care about you and your family. I thought you would care about them and want to know the truth." Paraphrasing the quote, it's almost the exact quote, but the article has all the actual exact quotes. But so all that happens, and they go ahead and Kelly demands a jury trial. The jury's called in. The trial goes on for several days. They show the squad car video with the audio inside. You know, the video's projecting out of the front of the squad car, but there's audio being recorded off a lapel microphone. The state police wear a mic either on their tie or on their shirt. They record all this. And, of course, this is really evidence of the criminality of the state trooper. But, see, they don't care. They're so warped that they think this type of Soviet gulag archipelago, Alexander Solzhenitsyn persecution type stuff is good. They think it's normal. And so the judge throws the book at him, two different threats to a police officer per videotape he was given. They go ahead and try to put him in jail on two different counts of 3 years apiece. And after 2 days of the trial, the jury gets up and finds him not guilty. Now imagine, this cop was going to sleep good at night, the judge was going to sleep good at night, the prosecutor was going to sleep good at night, sending a man with no criminal record to jail. This went to trial for a Ron Paul and Alex Jones videos. Okay. And footage I've put together, films I've made, have even aired on national TV channels like Trio Network. They've aired on Channel 4 and England. They've aired on Japanese television. Again, my stuff's pretty, quote, radical because it tells the truth, but it's mainstream. And I talked to the judge. I'll never forget calling him at his house and going, "Hello, Judge." And, of course, I wasn't going to record it because I didn't know what Kentucky laws were, but I went ahead and, had my wife on the line to hear this as a witness. And I sit there and I talk to the judge and I go, "Why are you doing this?" He goes, "Well, I'm not going to talk about a case, but it's going forward, Mr. Jones, and this is just the way it is, and I'm not going to talk to you any more about it, but yes, those tapes were threatening to law enforcement." And so, because it criticizes the police state and shows the Marines trying to take our guns, and because it shows Ron Paul saying George Bush is a conservative and is a traitor, it's illegal. And at the end of the trial, I got mad at Kelly about this because the day after the trial, we had Kelly on. And Kelly said that he walked up, turning the other cheek, what a good man. But I still got mad at him. Kelly went up to the state trooper and tried to shake his hand And the guy really wouldn't do it, tried to pull away. And Kelly said, I'm sorry about all this trouble. And the cop turned and just walked away. And I told Kelly that day, I said, buddy, they're going to be after you now. Believe me, these aren't good people. This guy tried to put you in prison for, what, 6 years with both counts. Sure enough, they started pulling him over right outside his house over and over again every time he left. They were following him. He and his buddy were riding horses down the road to a friend's house. They pulled his buddy over, pulled the horse over, claimed he was drinking while riding a horse, took him to jail. And last time I talked to Kelly, the harassment was ongoing. How dare you not want to spend 6 years in prison? How dare you, when we take you to court, stand up for yourself and demand a jury? How dare you? You know, we're here to make jokes to our wives and send you to prison and just have no empathy or no connection to justice or anything. Folks, I'm not kidding about this. Now let's move back years before that to the road to tyranny. A few months before 9/11, a firefighter in Kansas City, Missouri, sends me a 18 hours of videotape, 18 hours of videotape from over 2 days of seminars that they were forced to go to with this special forces type FEMA guy up there at the head of the police and firemen and sheriff deputies saying, quote, George Washington's a terrorist. The Constitution's, you know, bad. On and on and on. Christians are terrorists. All Christians are terrorists. And then I have all the training manuals from all over the country, federal, state, local. We have other video clips. And then we don't just have video of the training. We have state police in Rock Mount, Virginia. The state police in Rock Mount, Virginia. Think about this. And they pull over Abby Newman, naval veteran, no criminal record, been in town buying canning supplies. They want to search her car. It's all on video. She says, no, you can't. This is a random checkpoint. They're randomly searching the cars. She says, you have to have a warrant for that. They say, get out of the car. She says, no, I have rights. Then they pull her out of the car. She doesn't resist. They go ahead and say, we're going to charge you with resisting. Again, false charges on videotape. This is out of their own squad car. But they don't understand. They have been so indoctrinated in criminality and un-American activities that they think this is just normal. Then they start digging through the trunk. They find Police State 2000. They find a pocket constitution. They find a Patriot Games video, which is a Hollywood film with Harrison Ford. They think it's all terrorists. They say, is this legal? We don't know. One cop asked the other state trooper, is this legal? He says, it may be. Maybe, you know, on and on and on. They start reading it about the Constitution, reading quotes, going, man, this is paraphernalia. She's one of them radicals. Yeah, she's not the average American who can't find Iraq on a map, doesn't know their state capital, is totally stupid, but knows all about American Idol. You're absolutely right. She's a radical. She thinks the moon isn't made of cheese, and she thinks the earth's round, not flat. And so they take her to jail, and they charge her with all that stuff, and she again was found not guilty. That's the new America. That's what we've become. And I've got example after example after example after example after example of this, and I'm not going to belabor those today. But none of this scares me. This is not a chilling effect. This shouldn't scare you. It should embolden you to stand up against these, number one, stupid crooks is what these state police are when they act like this. I'm not saying all police are like this, but the feds, through the training, are attempting to set up this mindset. It's the same thing in England, same thing in Canada. Up in Canada, they arrest people out there protesting the Bilderberg Group. Take one of them behind closed door, threaten to cut his arms off, threaten to go after his family. They bring myself up, say I'm a insurgent, I believe was the quote. Well, it's the same thing, ladies and gentlemen. Now we have Gun Owners of America and Jews of the Preservation of Firearms Ownership on the record concerning this. So we got big groups on record. This happened. This happened. And, of course, I was brought up, as usual. I mean, the minute they can, folks, they'd love to send a bunch of goons over here, take me to jail cell, and beat my brains out. They'll do it. They'll Abu Ghraib me in 10 seconds when they think they can get away with it. Think about these men. These men are the scum of the earth. These men are criminals. who want to hurt you and your family, who want to take your freedoms away, who want to arrest Congressman Ron Paul. They would do it in a minute.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful Black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey purification elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Create the Dream, the magazine for everyone who has a dream of making artisan quality soaps, candles, and herbal products. Whether as a hobbyist or an aspiring small business owner, Create the Dream provides a wealth of innovative solutions and original ideas that will propel your craft to the next level. It's the ultimate insider's guide featuring comprehensive coverage of the topics affecting the industry. Create the Dream inspires and challenges readers and offers recipes, techniques, tips, and sources in every full-color issue. Create the Dream magazine is published quarterly and features 64 full-color pages with insightful articles and stunning product photography. Give yourself the gift of creativity. Subscribe today to Create the Dream magazine at createthedream.com. Plus, as a GCN listener, you'll save 10% off the subscription price. Just type Genesis, that's G-E-N-E-S-I-S, in the voucher area of your order page. Again, the website is www.createthedream.com. Create the Dream is a division of the Creative Concept.
Richard Zalada will be joining us in about 35 minutes. He sent us a photo of the exact items he gave. Pocket constitutions, the writings of George Washington on a little booklet, police state, three total enslavement, a film about Nazi death camps against the Nazis. So you give him a film against the Nazis, and the FBI and the BATF and foreign police come and they say, "You gave the sheriff these documents. This is subversive." Again, I can't believe this. You give state police videos of a congressman in the floor of the Capitol. in the well of the house, and these crazy, they're the crazy people. They're nuts. I mean, these people are out of control, ladies and gentlemen. They're totally brainwashed. These people are dumber than beagle dogs that you train. I mean, FEMA tells them George Washington's bad. And so they must arrest everyone that has... I have major law enforcement magazines going back before 9/11 where it says, if you see someone that says, get us out of the UN sticker on their car, go ahead and arrest them. And police chiefs back them up because they may be terrorists. I mean, there are major publications that tell police to go ahead and arrest people that are against the UN. Hey, it's our First Amendment right, you freaks, you crooks. You are criminals. Let me tell you what's criminal. Let me tell you what's criminal. Let me get to the story in a minute. Going to middle schools and elementary schools, but mainly elementary schools in Michigan with federal grants, 200 plus thousand each time they did it, and taking the kids off buses and pouring fake blood on them. Yes, that's the full details. I have video of this at other drills here in Texas. And then running around with MP5 machine guns with blanks as the children cry, screaming, we are homeschoolers against public education. We have bombed you. We have killed you. And these cops are so stupid, they don't know that's the equivalent of a Soviet re-education brainwashing camp. I mean, that's what they did at re-education camps, folks. That is re-education. They're traumatizing hundreds of children in a pop, running around dumping red syrup on them. And the parents got mad, but not mad enough, like a bunch of cattle. I mean, you going to let them dump fake blood on your 8-year-old and run around pointing MP5s at them?
What we do is because of Columbine, it's going to keep them safe next time.
Hey, the government carried out Columbine. Go research it, you twits. You stupid criminals. Man raided by FBI, ATF, Canadian law enforcement after handing out subversive Alex Jones material. Gun seller questioned on militia ownership of George Washington speeches. A Dillon, Montana man had his home raided by 40 FBI, BATF, and Canadian law enforcement agents after handing out Alex Jones material to his local sheriff, which was subsequently deemed subversive. And then the sheriff called up and said, can you come in? I'd like to talk to you a little bit more about that. He goes into the sheriff's office. Yes, sir, I've got more material for you. And they come in and they arrest him and they take him to his home and they take everything. And they question him about the videos. This George Washington's bad, man. I bet that these same police were out on their boats watching fireworks go off, going, I love America. After you slit its throat, you scum. You are such un-American trash. Ugh. Richard Salata sells 80% completed firearms kits intended for purchasers, and they're sold in the biggest magazines in the country, who want to avoid having to register their weapons in government databases. You have to mail them yourself. The kits are completely legal in Montana. Salata was politically active in disseminating the material of Alex Jones and others in the area, including handing out material to his local sheriff. On Monday morning, the sheriff called me and said, this is a quote, I've read your stuff. I would like to speak with you on Wednesday. Could you come in? He told GCN radio host Jack Blood yesterday. Yet he's been on other shows but haven't been willing to say his name. Now he's saying his name. We already knew about the case from Gun Owners of America and others. Salada said that he thought the scheduled meeting on Wednesday was strange because there was an election on Tuesday and the sheriff wouldn't have known whether he'd still be in office or not. Wednesday morning, I got a phone call saying I lost the election and it's even more important that we have our meeting than it was before. What a creep. So the individual collected material he had previously handed out to the sheriff and traveled to his office. When we get back, we'll tell you what happened to him in detail. Then he'll be joining us. But this is the type of... And again, the police on record will tell you. State police, sheriffs, feds. They'll tell you. They'll go, yeah, it's evil. We don't allow it. We don't allow videos about freedom. It's evil. We'll be right back. We'll expose the scum.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms could be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. BioSolutions has over 550 programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon-222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill.
I'm going there right now. Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
Do not attempt to adjust your screen. We are in control. The Outer Limits. This music is fitting for what we're talking about. And I'm not going to make any more voices. I'm not going to get mad anymore. I'm actually having problems controlling myself to not yell and scream and call people a bunch of names. But that's a normal response. Do you understand this is not an isolated incident? There are so many other cases I haven't even talked about or discussed on this show. I have an entire file cabinet full of things sent to me by federal and state police, where it's just as bad, a repeat of the same thing. The Founding Fathers are bad. The Constitution's bad. Christians are bad. Homeschoolers are bad. Videos talking about 9/11 are illegal. None of it's illegal. You are illegal. You are scum trying to kill my country. Your president openly is setting up an American Union and killing my country. You want to turn America into the Soviet Union? All right, I said I'm not going to get mad. Splattering fake blood all over little kids and scaring them. I'm so sick of you crooks. I wish we could take this country back and try every one of you and stick you in the prisons you want to put us in. I'm so sick of you idiot criminals. The incredible thing is I've met these police. I've talked to them. I've talked to them on the phone. I've confronted them. They actually think they're doing good. They actually think they're good people, let me tell you something. You're not good. You are the death of America. You are the antichrist to this country. You are the antithesis of everything good. You are absolute, total scum of the earth, the scourge of the United States, the enemy of everything our veterans have fought and died for. You are trash. And I'm not afraid of you. You know what it's like to understand that my name is known by all these people, that they all think I'm a criminal because I expose you. I expose your gun confiscation. I go videotape Marines openly training to take our guns and admitting it's for America. I expose how they put water, how they put poison in our water and our air and all the bad things this government's doing. I expose the fact that you and your family are breathing DU just like I am. I expose the fact they're getting rid of our borders and our country. I expose the fact that Bush has doubled the size of the BATF and is more anti-gun than Bill Clinton, according to NRA board member. I'm so mad I can't even get to this article. I'm so angry. I'm so sick of you. I can't believe it's gotten this bad. You actually are arresting people. I had video of you arresting little women because they have pocket constitutions. You people are freaks. Look at yourselves. Do I have to explain to you that that's crazy? That you're crazy? That you shame all other good police? And I like to say it isn't all police or isn't most police, but I have to tell you, when it's feds and it's the political commissariat, there's certain classes of cops in the local police department, the intelligence agencies as they call them, and the SWAT teams and the intelligence units and the state police intelligence units and the FBI and FEMA and the BATF and Homeland Security and all of you, you're a bunch of freaks. You know what it's like to have family members of the Homeland Security Director write giant front page magazine cover hit pieces on me? You know what it's like to know their evil eyes are looking right at me right now, focusing on what I'm doing because we've been effective? Total and complete scum, all of you. And I'm sick of it. All right, I'm going to calm down, and I'm going to read this article, and we're not taking any calls this hour because I've got to go over this. I'm just going to start over, and I'm going to read the whole article right now calmly. And it's Salada. I keep mispronouncing the poor man's name. He joins us in about 25 minutes. Man raided by FBI, ATF, Canadian law enforcement. Yes, foreign police were there after handing out subversive Alex Jones material. That's their quote. Gun seller questioned on militia ownership of George Washington speeches. A Dillon, Montana man had his home raided by 40 FBI, BATF, and Canadian law enforcement agents after handing out Alex Jones material to his local sheriff, which was subsequently deemed subversive. Richard Salada sells 80% completed firearms kits intended for purchasers who want to avoid having to register their weapons in government databases. And also a lot of people do it because it's a hobby. A lot of machinists like it. I've heard the guy interviewed many times on air before he got on other shows before he got raided. He's a big mainstream guy involved in the big Second Amendment organizations. There's hundreds of groups that sell these. The kits are completely legal in Montana, and I would add in the United States. Salada was politically active in disseminating the material of Alex Jones and others in his area, including Jews Preservation Firearms Ownership, I would add, including handing out material to his local sheriff. On Monday morning, the sheriff called me and said, "I've read all your stuff. I would like to speak to you on Wednesday. Could you come in?" Salada told GCN, radio host Jack Blood, yesterday. Salada said he thought the scheduled meeting on Wednesday was strange because there was an election on the Tuesday and the sheriff wouldn't know whether he would still be in office or not. Wednesday morning, Salada says, "I got a phone call saying, quote, I lost the election and it's even more important that we have our meeting than it was before." Salada collected material he had previously handed out to the sheriff and traveled to his office. "I walked into the room, and there was way too many people in the sheriff's office," said Salada. Salada said he knew he was in trouble as he was introduced to the BATF and the FBI agents and handed a search warrant and a promise that his premises were going to be raided. "I read the search warrant And lo and behold, there's no signed affidavit, said Salata. But not under the Patriot Act. Salata told the sheriff the search warrant was therefore void, to which the FBI and DATF responded that the affidavit was secret and sealed by the court, meaning it's under the Patriot Act. Now they can make up the affidavit to match what they found if they want to, Salata said. And he said he was told by agents that they would carry out the search anyway. Salata was then escorted by an estimated 40 FBI, ATF, and Canadian law enforcement agents to his property, where they were met by more Canadians. Salata asked if he could call his wife so as to enable her and her two small children to leave the property before the SWAT team arrived, but was refused on grounds that he was giving her a secret code to destroy evidence. However, the sheriff allowed the call to be made, and the family was able to leave. At no point was Salata shown any identification by any of the agents. The cadre of goons, I don't call them agents, the cadre of America killers, which they said agents, which now included Canadian ATF agents, then began the process of methodically cataloging and seizing Salata's possessions, bizarrely urinating on the exterior of the property, ignoring the two bathrooms located inside the building. Salata was told, without being shown any supporting evidence, that five of the pistols he had sold were used to commit murders in Canada. I said, guns don't kill people, people kill people. Following the raid, Salata was questioned on his relationship and his ownership of a citizen's rule book, speeches by George Washington, and Alex Jones's books and videos. He was asked why he read and listened to them and if he believed them. The agents asked Salata if he was in a militia or if he knew anyone that was. Salata had previously sent out material asking why Montana didn't have a state-organized militia when it was required by law. The agents then specifically asked Salata about specific individuals in the freedom movement, including JPFO, Aaron Zellman, director, author D.V. Kidd, and constitutional attorney Edward Vieira. The only way the agents could have known about Salata's interest in the work of Kidd and Vieira was if they had gained access to his email. After the three-hour interrogation, the agents took Salata's entire inventory of 80% finished frames, copied his computer hard drive, causing the computer to break down, and left. Tune into the Alex Jones Show today for more details on the raid. And you can listen to an MP3 interview that we posted of Jack Blood interviewing him, and he'll be joining us. He contacted us a few weeks ago, but I wasn't going to have him on until he gave his full name and went public. People just can't believe this until you go public. And JPFO knows all about it. They've been writing about it. So has Gunners of America. They've confirmed the story. They were keeping quiet about the guy's name. Now he's gone public, so he's on the show. And we appreciate his courage in doing that. We need to support him. But this is their mentality. This is their mindset. This is what they're into. This is what they do. And up on InfoWars.com right now, we have a photo that Mr. Salata took yesterday and is now sent to us of the exact items that he gave to the sheriff. And one of them is a booklet with George Washington on the front, and it's nothing but his speeches and his letters. And they were specifically interested in that, ladies and gentlemen, George Washington. In case you don't know who he is, because they don't teach it in school anymore, he's the father of this country. He personally rode down the German mercenaries at Trenton. He was divinely protected by God. Every time he was on the battlefield, bullets would fly through his clothing, knock his hat off his head. He was fearless. He fought in hundreds of battles for this country, and you scumbag, maggot, pieces of absolute trash, enemies of America, don't like our founding father. You are absolute enemies of this country. You are criminal traitors. I do not have words strong enough to indict you for your crimes against this country. All of you that have engaged in this. All of you that are so weak-minded and so small-minded that you've bought into this propaganda that the Constitution and people that stand up for their rights and our founding fathers and homeschoolers and gun owners and property rights activists are terrorists. I have documents, public documents. Can you imagine the secret ones? Where they list all of us as terrorists. You are the terrorist. Your bosses carried out 9/11. Anybody who doubts all the evidence that 9/11 was an inside job, look at the evidence of the police state they've built after it. Look at how they were setting that beforehand. Look at how their political police, their commissariat, are against our Constitution. Federal judges over and over again on record have said, you can't bring the Constitution into my court. That's a dead letter. Police all the time get caught on tape saying there is no Constitution. We hired you, you work for us, the Constitution is the rules the government follows. When you break it, you're a crook. It doesn't matter if you've got a bunch of criminal courts in place that protect you and allow you to engage in tyrannical behavior. You are still criminals. Now, I'm going to open the phones later today, and I'm specifically opening them for police and military and government individuals who either support the Constitution being destroyed and hate America, or for the people who are disgusted by this. I want to hear police get past their cowardice. You don't have to give us your name. I want to hear police, but you're so afraid you're another person will hear you in a squad car. I know there's hundreds of Austin police listening right now. I've been told by you listen. I know a bunch of you. I want to hear you call in. I want to hear police out there. If you don't support this, what your brothers in arms are doing, I want to hear you call into this show right now and tell the American people that you stand with us and then we stand with you. We'll see if you'll call in. 1-800-259-9231. I remember this chief of police going down to Austin and lobbying against us, overthrowing the Patriot Act here locally, and the U.S. attorney, the assistant U.S. attorney, and the rest of them. I mean, that all we wanted was an affirmation that we follow the Constitution, and you won't even do that. You're shameful. You've been exercising authority too long, out of bounds, and you've turned into street thugs, a street gang working for global criminals. Now, I want to hear specifically from police, military, and others, former, current, whatever, who either are for this or against this. 1-800-259-9231. Here it is in case you missed it. 1-800-259-9231. Put your money where your mouth is. Either call in and give me your excuses for this type of behavior, or call in here and tell me you're against it. Give us your view on this. Maybe you think I'm out of line. Maybe you think I should treat this like it's normal. People being arrested for Ron Paul videos. Women being arrested for pocket constitutions. I've got videotape of it! I don't just have videotape of it happening. I have videotape of the training. And then we show you the aftermath of it. I want to talk to police who've been in these meetings in all 50 states and every county and city. I know they've gone on in Austin, right here where I sit. We've got video of it. I mean, what are you thinking when you're in a big classroom or an auditorium and there's federal goons up there saying George Washington's bad? And what's happened to other police if they hear this and then they go out and they believe it and they enforce it against people when it's not a law? You're crazy. Have any police called in? So here's a show where we can load the phone lines and keep them jammed anytime we want. Well, our phone system takes 20 calls, and there's no police calling in right now. There's no military calling in right now to decry this and to say that they're against this. Because even those of you out there, a lot of you out there that are against what's happening, you're still so afraid. You've lived in cowardice so long that you dare not stick your head up, even when nobody will know who you are. And say that you'll protect America, that you'll defend what the 4th of July stood for, what it stands for. There are so many cases, there are so many cases of this now where they arrest people for pocket constitutions and George Washington's writings and my videos. And I don't even cover it 10% of the time now. It just floods in. Most of the time I can't completely confirm it, so I don't cover it. But there are dozens of times where I have confirmed it, where it's in newspapers. Where major organizations report on it. And it's part and parcel of people being detained and for wearing peace t-shirts or being arrested or for reading a newspaper the police don't like the headlines on. It's sick. Imagine, land of the free, home of the brave, turned into this. Turned into this. And the government's so criminal that they've taught the police and they've taught the FBI, everybody about Alex Jones and Ron Paul. and other evil people of the past, like George Washington. Well, I'm in good company then. I'm in company that towers above me. I haven't been out on 100-plus battlefields, outnumbered 6-7 to 1, with bullets flying through my... with case shot, with cartridge grape flying through my hat. I haven't ridden down foreign mercenaries. I haven't done anything but stood up and tried to tell the truth. And you think about what they've done to George Washington. What they could, if you told George Washington that in 230 years, after he started his war against the Redcoats, that his name would be that of a terrorist and that of a criminal and that of someone who's bad, he would laugh at you. He wouldn't believe you. Or maybe he would, because he grew up in it and he saw what the British did. And he was a loyal British subject until it got so out of control. He served the Queen. He served the King. He fought for a decade on the front lines of the Indian Wars with his Virginia Blues. So maybe George Washington would know. Maybe he would understand, because he'd already lived through it. You are the terrorist. When you shoot your mouth off and arrest people for having a book with the writings of George Washington, you're our terrorist. You are terrorist.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops, passing on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show. Because there's a war on for your mind.
Well, I've got loaded phone lines of veterans, but police listening all over the country, from Kansas City to Austin, Texas, to upstate New York to Southern California. And so I take from this that you support it. You like it. You don't like George Washington. Seriously, you don't like Ron Paul. Or even if you do dislike Ron Paul, I guess you think it's legal and lawful to arrest people for Ron Paul speeches in the well of the House. Imagine putting a videotape in your VCR, and it's a congressman giving a speech in the Capitol, and you think it's illegal. You think you're going to go put somebody in jail for 6 years without their family behind bars eating horrible food with their businesses being destroyed. You sleep good, ruining lives, trying to put people behind bars. That's the worst kind of crime. Before I go to Rhonda and Kirk and Chris and others and then our guest, that this all happened to, the latest person to go through the ringer for his political beliefs. Get my new film, Terror Storm. We have limited copies of the symposium version. Then the official one will come out in about a month. We're behind on it. That's why I'm not waiting. It'll just have 30 minutes of extras. Get your copy of Terror Storm now because we can't wait. Make copies of it. Get it out to everybody. It's the best film I've ever made. Best music, best visuals, best graphics, animations. The globalists carrying out 9/11. The globalists carrying out the London bombing. The globalists carrying out the Madrid bombing. The globalists own documents carrying out a bunch of other bombings and terrorist attacks. Go to Infowars.com. Get your copy of Terror Storm right now and make thousands of copies. Most police that we've run into actually thank you for these. Most people in government actually are waking up, but there's this hardcore core of political commissariat they send out. We've got to expose them before they get full control, because they would love to arrest me. They'd love to kill me, folks. They'd love to kill all of us. They're into this. They're into power. They're criminals. Get Terror Storm today. Make copies of the DVD. It's right under 2 hours long. It is my best work yet. We blood, sweat, and tears to make this film. Call toll-free to get Terror Storm and a bunch of other videos while you're at it. They can tell you all about the specials, different titles, what they cover. 1-888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, or Infowars.com off the secure online shopping cart. Get your hard copy or see it online now in high bandwidth or low bandwidth for members at PrisonPlanet.tv. 15 cents a day, PrisonPlanet.tv. Rhonda in Missouri. Rhonda, I guess you said you're former military. You want to comment on this?
Yeah, hi, Alex. Former military, law enforcement, 14 years. I got out because I just couldn't take it anymore. I'm not for this. I'm not for what's going on. You know that. I've got all your videos. As a matter of fact, I went up to the court the other day, and I wore my Tyranny Response Team T-shirt right in front of the judge and everybody in the courtroom. And nobody said a peep to me. And I was just waiting for him to say something. But it just makes me want to puke to see what's going on. And I'd rather be in jail than sit out here and not do nothing about it and watch it happen. So,
Rhonda, you've been listening for a lot of years, 5-6 years there on KCXL. I mean, you've seen this over and over again. You've seen the video of this happening. I mean, I feel like I'm making this up. It's so weird, I can't believe it. I mean, what do you think goes through these feds' heads when they're doing this?
I think they must not be connected to their heart, to their Heavenly Father, to our Heavenly Father. The dumbing down that's gone over the years, to the schools, the training camps that we send our children to. What got me into this most was, thank you for waking me up after 9/11, because I prayed to hear the truth, and our Heavenly Father sent me to your station. And I'm going to do everything I can, as long as I draw breath, to make sure that this don't go down the way they want it to go down. And glory be to our Heavenly Father, because He's going to bring us out of it if we put our faith in Him.
Absolutely. Anything else, Rhonda?
Nope. Thank you, Alex, and bless you.
Good to hear from you. We'll be right back.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.